Alaska's rural communities have seen an increase in bed bug infestation in recent years. It's a problem that can feel overwhelming, embarrassing, and difficult to control. Now the Bristol Bay Area Health Corporation and the Tanana Chiefs Conference are helping rural Alaskans fight bed bugs with a $100,000 grant from the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. KDLG's Hannah Colton reports.
It was the dead of winter about 6 years ago when Tina Tinker first started finding itchy bites on her body.
That's how I found out, because I'm kind of allergic to bed bugs because I swell up really bad. I mean, I get a big welt.
She says she and her husband did the first thing they could think of. They threw out everything in the bedroom.
We moved the bed, the dressers, everything out of my room, and we stuck them all outside. At the time, it was like 30, 40 below.
She'd find out later that freezing isn't the best way to kill bedbugs. But this was just the beginning. Tinker lives in the village of Aleknagik. She's the environmental coordinator there. And at the time the bedbugs struck, she did not own a washing machine. So her next step was a major trip to the laundromat about a half hour away.
So I had to bring him down to the Dillingham laundromat, and that cost me about $700 just to dry and wash those clothes.
Over the next year and a half, Tinker waged an all-out war against her bedbugs. She says there wasn't any program or resources to turn to locally, so she was going off of hearsay and her own research.
I basically went on Google. And from there, you know, I kind of took it in my own hands.
It was an expensive effort. She had to order supplies to be shipped in from Anchorage. She took a week off work once to steam, scrub, and vacuum her entire house. And Tinker says her infestation cost her social life, too.
I felt embarrassed, and I felt like people kind of shunned me once they found out that I had bed bugs. But then I kind of told my friends, too, you know, you shouldn't be coming to my home because you could bring them back to your home and infest your home.
Tinker says she lost a lot of sleep to stress over those months. But her diligence and hard work finally paid off. The bugs were gone and stayed gone for 4 or 5 years. Then a few weeks ago, she had another scare when her son came home from a trip and found bites on his body. This time, though, Tinker wasn't alone.
My name is Jennifer Scarada, Environmental Health Specialist for Bristol Bay Area Health Corporation.
Scarada and her team are coordinating with the Tanana Chiefs Conference on a $100,000 EPA grant to fight bedbugs in rural Alaska. Bedbugs have been on the rise recently in the U.S., but Scarada says it's even worse in bush Alaska, where people depend on air travel to get anywhere.
It generally crawls onto a person or their luggage. So since we have to get on a plane pretty much to go everywhere, that's one of the reasons. And then also, we don't have tools in rural Alaska that we do on the road system or the lower 48.
And this is Scarada's main focus right now. She's already sent out nearly 30 toolkits. Along with the toolkit, Scarada gives out information. She's trying to squash some misconceptions about bedbugs.
Because a lot of people ask all the time, they're like, is this a bedbug bite? And they'll hold out their arm or whatever. Some people don't even react to the bites because it's an allergic reaction. Some people might break out in a hive. Some people might just have a small red dot. So that's the first thing I try to let people know. You know, don't use the bite as a sign.
What's better, says Scarada, is to look for the flat reddish-brown bug itself. You might also find the skin it sheds periodically, or you could find bedbug poop.
A lot of times that's the first sign people will see are the fecal stains, and they can look almost like a rust stain on your mattress.
Anyone can get bedbugs, but the Bristol Bay and Tanana Health Corporations are trying to slow that trend. They have dozens more toolkits to send out, and next year will be phase two. They're planning to buy hot boxes so communities can turn up the heat on their bedbugs together. Reporting in Dillingham, I'm Hannah Colton.